It's time for another set of three BP Ovations, community events where we learn a little bit more about music and we learn a little bit more about the musicians with our Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra. And the next series involves bassist Brett Shurtleff. Hi, Brett.
Hey, Peter. How are you?
The topic, which will be presented three times on Monday, March 20th at noon at the Downtown Public Library. Same day, Monday, March 20th, but at 6:30 in the evening at the Orchard Park Public Library. And then a week later, on Monday, March 27th at 7 at the Amherst Audubon Library. Three lectures. Brett, are you going to cover the same topic, just different audiences?
Yep, that's correct. It's going to be the same talk, the same topic for each one. I'm doing the famous three B's of classical music, Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms. At least a good starting spot to discuss stylistic differences, especially in string playing. Being a bass player, we have a lot of different sounds we can make, and even though the notes might be the same, a G by Brahms will not sound the same as a G by Bach, will not sound the same as a G from Beethoven. We play them in different ways, and that stylistic difference is really what gives the composers their character.
Let's say someone were at a piano, you don't get a lot of choice. You hit the key, sort of, and so there, Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms, if you hit the G,
sure,
it's going to sound pretty much the same.
Yeah.
But you string players have the luxury of little tricks.
A lot of different things. The way we start our sounds, the articulation at the front of the notes will be different. The space we put between successive notes will change based on the stylistic differences, how they compose the music. The harmonic structure will sort of lead us to play them differently. For example, if we have some really long Brahms melody that's drawn out and beautiful, we vibrate it and play through the ends of our notes to like we're singing. But Bach, the way he wrote his melodies, the counterpoint of them is where the interest lies. It's not so much the long singing quality. So we have to leave a little space in the sound to account for the harmony changes of the counterpoint. And that's what can make it sound really different and very challenging.
So we've talked about Brahms. He's the Romantic era composer, let's say, mid-19th century. We've talked about Bach. He's the Baroque composer, early 18th century. And then in the middle, Beethoven. So if Bach is a kind of short and a lot of space in between, and Brahms is long and singing, where Beethoven's in the middle?
Yes, and that's what makes him so special. We look at his early works, and they have a lot more to do with Mozart and looking backwards towards Bach, where it was a very, very much an emphasis on harmony and sort of structure in your writing. But coming basically the Fifth Symphony and beyond, he changes to a lot more melodic writing that has a lot more to do with Brahms, sort of very much expanded harmonies, lots of accidentals that take you to unexpected places that that Bach would have never imagined, or Mozart. And so he's sort of that middle ground between the two. And finding the stylistic difference between them is often dependent on, especially with Beethoven, when he wrote that particular work. So if we're playing the First Symphony, we'll play it differently than if we play his Ninth Symphony. So that'll be part of the discussion.
Accidentals?
Meaning sharps or flats.
You mean like you start off with one key signature, but he throws you these little change-ups?
Exactly. Usually if we have Bach, it'll stay in the same key for the entire piece, the entire movement.
Uh-huh.
Now, he'll move around and perhaps throw in different harmonies, but by the time we get to Brahms, you can have multiple key changes, multiple tonicizations of different keys within that key, and that was the goal of the Romantic period, was to sort of express yourself in the most outlandish ways possible. And so we have to be sensitive to that and play it differently than if it was Bach.
Now, when we think of Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra musicians, you're up there in your tuxedos. We don't think of you as outlandish, but...
Yeah, sure. But the way we can play, apart from the three Bs, I think I'll also be talking a lot about some other kinds of composers like Mozart, who is very firmly establishing the classical period sort of between Bach and Beethoven. But also, probably the contemporary period, which is a strange period ranging from the turn of the 20th century till now. But if we look at people like Stravinsky, for example, who uses very sort of barbaric kinds of sounds and articulations, that's sort of the space and the spread of where we've come. And so while we might be dressed very refined, if we're playing The Rite of Spring by Stravinsky, for example, the piece that famously created a riot because it was so barbaric, we too have to change our personality, the personality of our sound, to fit what the composer wanted.
Brett Shurtleff. He's one of our favorite musicians, and it's great whenever you come over here to the radio station, Brett. Love talking to you. And you'll have a chance to meet Brett up close and personal as he talks about one of his favorite topics, the three B's of music, classical music, Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms. Three opportunities, two of them on Monday, March 20th at noon at the Downtown Public Library, that Monday, March 20th at 6:30 at the Orchard Park Public Library, and then a week later on Monday, March 27th at 7 o'clock at the Amherst Audubon Library. Brett Shurtleff, thanks so much for coming over to WNED.
Thank you for having me, Peter. It's always a pleasure.
For WNED, WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.